this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me for part three of our special preview of the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. The Gilmore Keyboard Festival presents its 13th festival this spring with nearly 100 concerts and 200 artists, including 37 pianists. The festival takes place every 2 years in Kalamazoo and showcases the talents of the world's top pianists in classical, jazz, and beyond. This is our third and final episode of Jazz Currents, previewing some of the jazz artists that are performing at the festival. Blues and boogie-woogie piano seems to be a vanishing art, but one Michigan native is dedicated to keeping it alive. Mark Lincoln Braun, also known as Mr. B, will perform on May 11th and 13th at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. Here's Mr. B from his 2009 recording called Joy Box. This is Rockin' with Red. Mr. B was born and raised in Flint, Michigan, but in the 70s, he gravitated to a particular musical venue in Ann Arbor called the Blind Pig. The famous music spot was an important venue for boogie and blues piano, and over the years, Mr. B has developed his craft through studies with early blues and boogie legends like Little Brother Montgomery, Boogie Woogie Red, and Blind John Davis. Mr. B has performed and has presented educational programs around the world. And you may remember his appearance in Kalamazoo at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in 2002. Let's hear some more of Mr. B from his recording called Shining the Pearls. This is Little Brother. Mr. B is the organizer of the annual Mr. B's Blues and Boogie Piano Celebration, which attracts major figures in the blues and jazz piano world to Ann Arbor. Mr. B has collaborated with world-renowned jazz pianists like Monty Alexander, Henry Butler, Benny Green, and Ray Bryant. He's also appeared on numerous national public radio broadcasts, including Mountain Stage, All Things Considered, and Here and Now. He returns to the Gilmore Keyboard Festival with bassist Paul Keller and drummer Pete Sears as part of the Noon Concert Series. Here's a preview of this trio from Mr. B's 1998 recording Joy Box. This is Hallelujah Train. Emily Baer debuts on the Noon series at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. The 14-year-old pianist, composer, and arranger is an astonishing young talent who's already done more at her young age than many people do in a lifetime. Emily has established herself as a classical artist performing with orchestras across the U.S. and Canada while premiering her new orchestra works. She's also composed for film and TV, and at 6 years of age, she was the youngest artist to receive the ASCAP Morton Gould Young Composer Award. She's performed at many famous venues around the world, including Carnegie Hall, the White House, Lincoln Center, and the Hollywood Bowl. Let's continue listening to her tune from her album called Diversity. This is Hot Peppers. Thank you. Emily has appeared on The Ellen DeGeneres Show 6 times in 2 years, and many other shows, including ABC Nightline, The Katie Couric Show, and Good Morning America. Through performances and the sale of her CDs and published songbooks, she's helped to raise millions for charities. A documentary on Emily has attracted more than 26 million views on YouTube, and it has recently won an Emmy Award. Emily has released 6 CDs of original music and has worked closely with her mentor and music legend Quincy Jones, who also produced her latest CD for Concord Records called Diversity. Here's a tune she wrote for her mentor, simply titled Q. Emily Bear appears with her trio, which includes bassist Peter Slavov and WMU graduate drummer Jay Sawyer, who's also making a name for himself in New York City. Sullivan Fortner will also appear as part of the Noon series. Here he is from his debut album entitled Aria. This is the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein tune, All the Things You Are. Sullivan Fortner grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, and began playing music by ear at the age of 7 and was playing for church choirs by the age of 9. Since then, he studied and performed with many great musicians, including the Marsalis family, Jason Moran, Nicholas Payton, Billy Hart, and Marcus Belgrave. He has degrees from Oberlin College and Manhattan School of Music and was named the 2015 Cole Porter Fellow in Jazz by the American Pianists Association. Sullivan Fortner has been touring with Stefan Harris and Blackout, the Christian Scott Quintet, and the Roy Hargrove Quintet. And he's recorded with trumpeter Theo Croker. Here's something from that record called Fundamentals, This tune is entitled Focus. Sullivan Fortner will be joined by Desron Douglas on bass and Joe Dyson on drums for his festival appearances. Let's hear more from Sullivan Fortner and the title track from his album, Aria. As a 17-year-old, Taylor Eichstee performed at the 2002 Gilmore Keyboard Festival. And now that he's established himself as a major presence on the international jazz scene, he'll return to perform with his trio at Bell's Eccentric Cafe on Thursday, May 12th at 6:30 and 9 p.m. The 31-year-old pianist and composer, Taylor Eichstee, is originally from Menlo Park, California. He's traveled internationally with his jazz trio and quartet, performing at many top venues and jazz festivals. And he's written music for and worked with various symphony orchestras. This is from his 2006 album entitled Lucky to Be Me. Here he is with the John Coltrane classic Giant Steps. Thank you.
its own stands one magnolia. Now the branches.
Over the years, Taylor Eixde has performed with people like Dave Brubeck, Esperanza Spalding, Sting, Gretchen Parlato, James Moody, Chris Botti, and many, many others. He was recently featured in Vanity Fair magazine and has appeared on various television specials, NPR, and composed a song for Don Cheadle's new Miles Davis biopic, Miles Ahead. Here's Taylor from his 2010 release, Daylight at Midnight, featuring vocalist Becca Stevens. Eixde released his first album at age 14, and since then, he's released six more albums as a leader. 2006, he received two Grammy nominations for his release Lucky to Be Me, and has been featured as a sideman on many award-winning albums throughout the years. He brings his trio back to Kalamazoo, which features Harish Raghavan on bass and the great Eric Harlan on drums. From his 2008 release, Let It Come to You, this is Deluge. The 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival will feature all of the artists we've heard here. Mr. B appears with his trio on Wednesday, May 11th at 12 noon at the Civic Auditorium in Kalamazoo, and Thursday, May 13th at the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in Battle Creek. Emily Bear's trio performs on May 11th at noon at the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in Battle Creek, and on Thursday, May 12th at the Civic Auditorium in Kalamazoo. The Sullivan Fortner Trio appears on Thursday, May 12th at noon at the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and Friday, May 13th at noon at the Civic Auditorium in Kalamazoo. Taylor Eigsti will perform with his trio at Bell's Eccentric Cafe on Thursday, May 12th at 6:30 and 9 p.m. For a complete schedule and ticket information, visit thegilmore.org. To hear our first two Gilmore previews on Jazz Currents, visit WMUK.org. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.